You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English Podcast for professionals on the move.
Hello, and welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Edwin, and I'll be your host for today's lesson on product presentations. Okay, so imagine your company has just launched a brand new product, or a new and improved version of an existing one. Now it's time to get the word out and show the world what the new product is all about. And how do we do that? Well, nothing beats a great product presentation. You can go to the customer directly and show off the item, talk about its features, and demonstrate how it works. So, how can we make sure our product presentations are effective? How can we talk to our customers in ways they understand? Fortunately, there are several key techniques you can learn to deliver a great product presentation. In this lesson, we'll cover many of these techniques, including presenting the current situation, relating features to audience needs, and giving an overview of features. We'll also look at how to call attention to something on screen and deal with technical issues, which can mess up any well-planned presentation. In the dialogue, we'll hear Jenny, who's at a trade conference representing her company, ProBooks. They've just launched a new upgrade called ProBooks Fusion, and Jenny's explaining what it's all about to an audience of existing customers. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. What is the key concept behind the most recent ProBooks upgrade? 2. What feature of the software does Jenny want to demonstrate? 3. What is Jenny's solution to the technical problem?
So now that we know who's who, let's get the ball rolling. So, we've had some great success with ProBooks, and we're happy to hear from customers like you that it really gets the job done and helps you make good business decisions. Now, that's great. But we understand that software doesn't work in isolation. And the big push for us now is to make ProBooks integrate better with other software. Maybe I can get a quick show of hands. How many people here think that sounds like a good idea? Yeah, I can see from all the hands and nodding heads that a lot of you do think it's a good idea. And a lot of the feedback we get is around this idea of integration. So this is what we're shooting for with the ProBooks Fusion upgrade. Now, when I say integration, what exactly do I mean? Well, when you sit down with the new update, you'll notice a few big changes. First, you'll see all the tools you need right up front. Invoicing, banking, payroll, you name it, it's all there. And all of this is going to mesh really well with your reports. I'm talking about a bunch of new ways to present all that data you need to run your business. Sound good so far?
Sounds great. And if I could just ask, are tax tables included?
Yes, for sure. Didn't mention that one, but it's definitely there. And I'll be sure to demo that once I go over some of the report features. All right, so let's get into it. Now, I want to actually show you some of the changes we've made. So let me just direct your attention to the screen over here to my right. Okay, I'm going to pull up the main dashboard here. Notice that we've changed the look and feel a bit and given a lot more space to the overall layout. Less crowded. Now let me just go into Reports tab over here, and what you'll see is a list of basic reports. You're probably familiar with most of these. But over here you'll see Advanced Reports. So let's just click that here and, looks like we've lost our projector here. Okay, no problem, folks. Let's just, let's just plug into the monitor and we'll do it by screencast. Okay, so can everyone see okay? Great. Now let's get back to the reports page here and I'll show you some of these new features.
Now, let's go through the dialogue again and look at the techniques Jenny uses in her presentation.
So now that we know who's who, let's get the ball rolling. So, we've had some great success with ProBooks, and we're happy to hear from customers like you that it really gets the job done and helps you make good business decisions.
After people have introduced themselves, Jenny wants to get the ball rolling or start the presentation. And the first thing Jenny mentions is ProBooks' success and some of the feedback from customers who say that the software gets the job done. This is another way of saying that it is effective. As we can hear, before Jenny discusses the changes in the new software upgrade, she wants to present the current situation. This helps to give the presentation a positive feeling from the start and show how the new product is part of the company's development. Presenting the current situation is a great way to start a product presentation. So let's practice some more examples of this technique.
Our mobile network is recognized as one of the most reliable around.
We've shown we can offer great products at competitive prices.
Rock Solid Auto Parts now provides over 10,000 products backed by excellent customer service.
Our customers tell us that we're tops in design and functionality.
Okay, let's listen as Jenny begins to explain the changes to the product.
Now that's great, but we understand that software doesn't work in isolation. And the big push for us now is to make ProBooks integrate better with other software. Maybe I can get a quick show of hands. How many people here think that sounds like a good idea?
At this point, Jenny introduces the major theme or focus of the changes, which is to help ProBooks integrate better with other software. Integrate means to combine with or work with. We'll hear this word and its noun form, integration, throughout Jenny's presentation. Also, notice that she engages the audience by asking for a show of hands. In other words, she wants people to raise their hands if they like the idea of integration. So, how does the audience respond?
Yeah, I could see from all the hands and nodding heads that a lot of you do think it's a good idea. And a lot of the feedback we get is around this idea of integration. So this is what we're shooting for with the ProBooks Fusion upgrade.
Jenny mentions the raised hands and the nodding heads, which is a sign of agreement. The audience is responding positively to this idea of integration. In fact, the company heard directly from customers that this integration was necessary. So that's what they were shooting for, or aiming for, with the new upgrade. In this way, Jenny is showing the audience that the features of the product are related to their needs. Of course, this will help them see the value of the upgrade. How else can we relate features to audience needs? Let's run through a few more examples.
These smaller, lighter devices will help those of you looking for portable solutions.
For busy professionals, we have a great scheduling function.
Our customers need mobile access to information, so we've moved your data to the cloud.
For those who need hands-free control, we've got a voice-activated system.
Jenny has presented the overall focus of the new product, and now she can talk more specifically about its features.
Now, when I say integration, what exactly do I mean? Well, when you sit down with the new update, you'll notice a few big changes. First, you'll see all the tools you need right up front. Invoicing, banking, payroll, you name it, it's all there. And all of this is going to mesh really well with your reports. I'm talking about a bunch of new ways to present all that data you need to run your business.
You can hear that Jenny sets her explanation up with a question about what integration means. This is a useful trick. Before you explain something, you can ask the question you're about to answer. Next, Jenny mentions a few big changes before beginning to list them individually, starting with first. She is giving an overview of features, including new tools and how they mesh really well with reports. Mesh is another word for integrate or combine. Also, notice how Jenny continues to relate these features back to the audience's needs, mentioning the data you need to run your business. Let's try some more useful ways of giving an overview of features or changes.
We've taken our popular headphones and added greater comfort and better noise reduction.
The new Wakeboat has touchscreen controls, adjustable seats, and a tower cam.
These portable air conditioners have allergy reduction filters and improved design.
With the latest Project Pro software, you'll get video conferencing and advanced issue tracking.
Now, once again, Jenny wants to check in with her audience.
Sound good so far?
Sounds great. And if I could just ask, are tax tables included?
Yes, for sure. Didn't mention that one, but it's definitely there. And I'll be sure to demo that once I go over some of the report features.
It's a good idea, as Jenny shows us, to make sure your audience is following along with simple questions like, "Sound good so far?" And it's a good thing she did, because somebody in the audience was wondering about tax tables. Jenny has the chance to assure him that tax tables are included in the new upgrade and promise to demo or demonstrate that feature at a later time. Now, let's listen as Jenny begins an actual demonstration.
All right, so let's get into it. Now, I want to actually show you some of the changes we've made. So let me just direct your attention to the screen over here to my right.
Jenny wants to get into it, or explore things more deeply, so she opens the software for everyone to see on a large screen. But we can't just start showing something without actually calling attention to it, which Jenny does by saying, "Let me just direct your attention to the screen." When you direct someone's attention, you are asking them to look specifically at something. Product presentations often include PowerPoint slides and other visuals. So let's look at some other great ways to call people's attention to something on screen.
Have a look at the monitor here, and I'll show you how this all works.
Notice right at the top of the page, there's a new menu for customization options.
Now, over here on the right, you can see a full list of service providers.
Okay, let me just put up a diagram that shows how the climate control system works.
Now listen as Jenny continues with her on-screen demonstration of the software.
Okay, I'm going to pull up the main dashboard here. Notice that we've changed the look and feel a bit and given a lot more space to the overall layout. Less crowded.
As Jenny pulls up or opens different parts of the program, she talks about what people are seeing. At first, she notes that the look and feel or basic design is different. In this way, she's helping customers become familiar with the new product.
Now, let me just go into Reports tab over here, and what you'll see is a list of basic reports. You're probably familiar with most of these. But over here, you'll see Advanced Reports. So let's just click that here, and... Looks like we've lost our projector here.
Instead of just clicking around the program while people wonder what's going on, Jenny makes sure she tells people what she's doing and what they should look at. She's basically narrating her actions during the demonstration, but suddenly there's a problem with the projector, which is the equipment that shows what she's doing on the screen. Technical problems probably won't come as a surprise to anyone who's done any kind of presentation, so it's important we learn to deal with them well. Let's hear how Jenny does this.
Okay, no problem, folks. Let's just, Let's just plug into the monitor, and we'll do it by screencast.
Right away, Jenny reassures the audience, saying no problem, folks. Then instead of just trying to solve the problem quietly while everyone waits, she continues her commentary, telling the audience how she's solving the problem. This helps her maintain their attention. Let's practice a few more ways of dealing with those frustrating technical problems during a presentation.
Oops, probably just a battery issue. Let me just plug this in here.
Looks like the internet is down, but I've got this on a USB, so please be patient.
The remote doesn't seem to be working, so I'll just use the keyboard here.
Sorry, folks. If you can hang on a sec, I'll just try rebooting the device.
Now listen as Jenny gets back to the presentation after the technical difficulties.
Okay, so can everyone see okay? Great. Now let's get back to the reports page here, and I'll show you some of these new features.
Well, Jenny has done a great job of this first part of her product presentation. And in the next lesson, we'll listen as she invites a partner company to explain how their product integrates with ProBooks Fusion. Now, let's practice some of the language we learned in today's lesson. Imagine you are presenting a new mobile phone. I'll give you a cue telling you what you need to do. Then you'll hear a prompt. Use the words in the prompt to make an effective statement during your presentation. We'll guide you through each step in the practice and play an example answer for each response. Ready? Let's give it a go. Start off by presenting the current situation of your mobile business.
Built, reputation, design, low cost. Answer. So, we've built a reputation for great design at low cost.
Next, relate how customers wanted reliability, so you've redesigned the phone.
Customers need reliability. New phone, new design. Answer. And our customers need reliability, so the new phone is a totally new design.
Now, give an overview of changes, including longer battery life and better reception.
Blaze 2. Longer. Battery life. Reception. Answer. The Blaze 2 now has a longer battery life and better reception.
Next, call attention to a promotional video on screen.
Watch. Customers. Talk about. New phone. Answer. Now let's just watch some of our customers talk about this new phone.
Finally, you need to deal with a problem related to poor video quality.
Sorry. Looks like. Slight problem. Let's. Watch. Laptop. Answer. Sorry, folks. Looks like we have a slight problem, so let's just watch the video on my laptop.
Now, let's practice some of the vocabulary and collocations we've covered in this lesson. In a moment, you'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat each sentence, including the missing word. For example, if you hear,
I can't open the file because I don't have the latest software.
You can say,
I can't open the file because I don't have the latest software update.
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
Now you've seen what it looks like, I'd like to... some of the new features for you. Answer. Now you've seen what it looks like, I'd like to demo some of the new features for you.
Looks like everyone's here, so let's get the ball. Answer. Looks like everyone's here, so let's get the ball rolling.
Could I get a show of... to see who already has the new version? Answer. Could I get a show of hands to see who already has the new version?
I really like the look and... of the new website. Answer. I really like the look and feel of the new website.
We've reached the end of this lesson, the first in our series on making great product presentations. We've learned how to present the current situation, relate features to audience needs, and give an overview of features. We've also covered calling attention to something on screen and dealing with technical problems. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you again soon.